open up your eyes, take a look at me. Get the picture fixed in your memory. I'm driven by the rhythm like the beat of a heart, and I won't stop until I start to stand out. To stand out. Some people settle for the typical thing, living all their lives waiting in the wings. It ain't a question of if, just a matter of time before I move to the front of the line. Once you're watching every move that I make, you gotta believe that I got what it takes to stand out above the crowd. Even if I gotta shout out loud, tomorrow's the only face that you see. Gonna stand.
Hey, 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 how's it going out there? Welcome back to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yes, we have returned. The conversation that will either offend or entertain every single week. We are here again, sponsored by curls-studio.com and produced by straightproductions.com. How you guys doing out there? How are you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing well.
Doing well. I thought it would be a great idea to start this show with this song. This song always makes me feel so good and motivated. And this song is from way back. This is the Goofy movie. This is the freaking Goofy movie, man. This is the song. I don't even know who sang the song from
Bobby Brown or something.
It wasn't Bobby Brown. Does that sound like Bobby Brown to you?
I don't know. I actually don't even know what Bobby Brown sounds like.
See, Bobby Brown sounds like
this is like a Michael Jackson as a cartoon Goofy.
Probably something similar to this, I'm assuming. Really?
You should look up who actually did it. Maybe we will.
Maybe it was like Glenn Campbell or something like that. Or something.
Glenn Campbell? He's a country.
I don't know. I don't know, but I thought this was. They had good songs on the Goofy movie, man. Like while I was at working on the photo shoot yesterday, I had this song stuck in my head, and I don't know why, but I was like, this is a freaking good song. This is actually a good movie. I really enjoyed the hell out of this movie. I had the same feeling watching this movie because when I first saw it, it was probably at the end of 7th grade or 8th grade area or something like that. And like I thought like, oh man, I'm totally lame for like watching this movie. I was a fan of Goof Troop, like the cartoon. And when they came up with the movie and like, you know, I was like, whatever, you know, it's Goofy like that. And I watched it and I was like, whoa, this is awesome. This is just like high school.
And Maxine.
That's right. Or Max and Roxanne.
Oh, it's Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Wait,
was there.
Who's Maxine? Am I making that up?
Maxine?
Yeah.
Who is Maxine?
Maybe I'm getting confused with Roxanne.
Maybe. Roxanne was the girl that Max liked. If you guys don't know what
the Goofy movie is about.
I was going to say what the Goofy characters are. I don't, are they supposed to be dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're dogs, but they're human.
Human dogs.
Really trying to describe any
Isn't
type
that
of...
like floppy dogs? They're human dogs.
Were they human dogs?
No, I think they might have been just dogs.
Were there humans in the world that they existed in?
Yes, I think so.
Then they were straight up just normal dogs.
They were just dogs.
Trying to describe any type of character in the Disney world is sort of weird, if you think about it.
How so?
I don't know. It's like dogs that are alive. The fact that they go to high school and stuff like that blows my mind.
The mouse, Mickey, he owns a dog.
Sorry.
So when do you ever have a mouse that owns a dog?
It's its own personal slave, man.
But think about it. In the world of the animal kingdom, you would think that a dog would be above a mouse.
Yeah, that's true.
So in the Disney world, though, you have a mouse that owns a dog.
Slavery.
But also, like, Pluto must be really tiny then.
What do you mean tiny? Like, in the whole grand scheme of things?
You know, a mouse, like, I don't know if maybe I'm doing this too humanistic, but a mouse is only, like, maybe 3 inches tall or something.
Yeah.
So Pluto must be, like, an inch tall.
Yeah, but think
about... tiny dog.
Think about this. Also, in the Disney world, they also had the chipmunks.
They also had dancing brooms.
And dancing brooms.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just think it is...
Logic is just thrown right out the window.
It is kind of interesting, though, about a mouse that owns a dog.
A giant mouse, actually.
See, maybe he's a giant... Maybe he's like... Maybe he's like, I don't know, 5 or 6 feet tall.
Were Mickey and Minnie, were they the only dogs? Or not the only...
No,
were they the only mice? Mouses? Whatever. Were they, what's the plural of that?
They were the only mice that I know of.
Are they mice or are they mouse?
Well, together they're mice.
Okay.
But were they, singular, they're mouse.
Were they the only ones that existed in that Disney universe? The only mice, I guess? Or were there other mice that they encountered?
There was some mice in Robin Hood, but I don't know if Mickey and Minnie encountered them in their world.
In Robin Hood?
Yeah. You know, like the one with the fox?
But see, like, the way I envision, like, those movies, like, with Robin Hood and stuff like that, I envision, like, that's, like, a movie that the universe of Disney made. Like, they're, like, Disney, like, Mickey in the real world, like, in the real universe of Mickey Mouse, they're like, we're gonna, oh, we should make a movie of Robin Hood. And then that's what they made. That's when Robin came out.
But they never encountered Mickey. But I think Mickey and Minnie...
he was probably behind the scenes on that.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in it at all.
But that's how I envisioned that movie.
Because they were, like, keeping a coin for, like, you know, a Sunday, rainy Sunday coin.
Yeah.
And then the people collecting taxes took it from them.
What?
Yeah, in Robin Hood. And so there was mice in that, but they never... they're kind of, like, they're in the Disney world, but they're not in Mickey's world. He didn't encounter them, as far as I know. So maybe the only mice in Mickey's world was just him and Minnie.
Probably.
And then he had a best friend, Daffy.
So they were like the last of their kind.
Daffy Duck, and then there was Minnie. Well, the Minnie Mouse, but then... wait, what was Daffy Duck's girlfriend?
See, I'm trying to remember if they did run into any of their other species in that land.
I don't think so.
But either way, everyone should go out and see the Goofy movie. I say you should check it out. It's really...
what year did that come out?
I don't know. Probably 96. I have not seen the new Goofy movie or anything like that.
There's
but check out the
one?
Soundtrack. I actually enjoyed the soundtrack. I will admit. Yeah, I may like read the scariest and most blood-wrenching stuff on the whole entire planet or comic book related. But yeah, I'll get down with the Goofy movie. I'll get down with that. It's good stuff.
What is the one thing that you're like most ashamed to admit that you're really, really into?
Nothing. See, because the point that whenever anyone tries to suppress you and make you feel like crap, they always try to reveal the things that you're most embarrassed about, like that type of news. So the key is to just be upfront about everything and you won't be embarrassed about crap.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I like that. People just
be
may
like,
not.
Yeah, I like the Goofy movie and you've got to own it.
See, and then that'll mean I won't. Yeah, then I'm not ashamed of it. So when people go out, the people used to be like, oh, you read comics, you know, and stuff like that. And like, oh, my God, now I'm writing comics. But it's like, you know, when you're in that type of world, it's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I read comics. If you're not ashamed about it, how are they going to use that against you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how you reach that pinnacle in yourself about like being strong, I believe.
I don't think I have anything that I'm like ashamed of.
Because that would suck to be like ashamed of like, don't stare at me. I play bowling or, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, even in high school, like I was pretty open about everything that I liked. And like one of the things I like is country music, especially back then. Nowadays, I still like it, but it's country music industry has changed a lot. But like, I really did enjoy country music, especially in the 90s. And I would always just like acknowledge it. But then there was some people that were like, oh, I listen to it, but they like don't really come out as much.
Yeah.
And then like, I think actually a lot of people, they might not be like huge country music fans, but I think people do like listen to it. But they just won't acknowledge it as much. You know, like they'll just kind of like flip through occasionally and like be like, oh, I like this song or I like that song. Like a few songs will be breakout hits. And then like people won't really acknowledge it. But in high school, like I didn't get that much like feedback. You know, like, I wasn't like, oh, you're horrible. You listen to country music. But a couple people did say that. Like they try to like pinpoint it as like a bad thing. They're like, well, you listen to country music. And I'm like, okay, is that, you know what I mean? Like that was like a bad thing, apparently.
I almost feel like it's so
like it's like that's the one thing that you can find about me that's like you're gonna try to get me on that. Like it's like, who cares?
Yeah, it's always interesting when people try to use those, I guess, things that you like against you. It's also, I feel like, it's hard to, really for me, to like make fun of someone that's like, oh, you like that song, or you like that band, because, I mean, really, I have to be more creative when I try to insult people, but like, to make fun of stuff they like, there's always a story, I always believe, about story behind the reasons why people like certain things, you know? And the reason why they don't like certain things, but say like, oh, I like this song, you know, like, oh, you like that song, you're retarded, you're gay, you're a fag, or whatever, something like that. But it's also like, well, what if that song is keen to a certain memory that they had? You know, it's like, oh yeah, that was the song we had on my first date, so I've always liked that song. Or this is the first, you know what I mean? It's like stuff like that. It's like, you actually don't have control sometimes over songs that you like. You're connected to them, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also like, so attacking that, it's sort of like, well, you're attacking their whole entire life and the way they live. So if you attack like that, that to me, in my head, that gives them full range just to tear you apart. Because you just, by making fun of that, you've already like crossed the line. Because it's sort of like, whoa, that's like making fun of my mom. You make fun of my mom, I'm fucking going to kill you. You know what I mean? If that's how it sort of makes sense to me, it's like, so you got to be more creative than that. You got to be like, you know, you got to go up front. I don't know. But that's why those jokes are sort of lame too. Where those, when people try to bully each other like that. Oh, you like professional wrestling? That shit's gay. It's queer. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck you. You know what I mean? It's like, and no one's perfect. At the end of the day, specifically not perfect, but no one is. Everyone likes their own things, man.
You know what's funny? When I say I like wrestling, people are like,
professional wrestling?
Yeah, professional wrestling.
That WWF stuff?
People are like, oh, you know that's fake. Like, that's like the first thing.
Oh, you know
say.
It's fake. It's like, and then whenever people
respond, and I'm
respond
like, wait,
to,
what? Are you like, is this news to you or something? Like, I'm like, why are you pointing that out?
Yeah, and it's weird because it's like, you know, when people are like, I don't know, I'm always a big, that's one of my big points on that, when people, against people that are always like, oh, so you know it's fake, right? It's fake, I don't watch it, it's fake. It's like, dude, in this day and age, so you basically saying that you don't watch it, you know, and I did a whole entire spiel about this on the other podcast, the MoCast, about like using, that was my number one, wasn't it? It's
I don't
like it was our hate list, and we're supposed to bring out a hate list of things we hate about, you know, just four things we hate. And my number one was the fact that I hate people who say that they don't like professional wrestling because it's fake. And I was like, in my head, I was like, that's the biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my whole entire, to use just what that specifically as the reason you don't watch it. So that means, so you don't watch anything that's fake. So that means you don't listen to you don't watch politics. That means you don't watch movies. The only thing you watch is real. So you enjoy just watching the news only. You don't like any fantasy. You don't like anything that's make-believe because it's fake. It's all fucking fake. So that means what the hell? So you must be the most realist motherfucker there is.
You're
real.
And you don't even believe in Santa.
Yeah. You must be, that person must be real. As real as it gets. You know what I mean?
No kidding around.
Yeah.
No having fun.
That's it. They're like, yeah, I'm real. I'm for real. You know what I mean? I like to watch real stuff like that UFC stuff. That shit that only, you know, you get fit, you pay $70 and then, you know, after 5 minutes, the match I'm looking for is done. You know? It's like, wow. Nothing against that, but there you go.
My number one thing I remember now on that podcast, mine was, I hate people who smoke.
It's funny because we talk about this hate stuff, and then last week, what was it? We had the top 10
hit list
or that, yeah. But it was supposed to be like the what was it, the things you hate or the negative.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even supposed to be negative, right? It was.
Oh well.
And what is it called now I forget what that level of math was. What was before geometry?
Math.
Algebra?
No, algebra is after.
What's the?
I don't know. Trigonometry?
I don't know trigonometry. I don't. Yeah, it's algebra.
I don't know if there was
the one where you're using the fractions and stuff.
Oh, you're asking the wrong person.
I don't know. Out of
why
the
are
way.
We talking about fractions?
Out of the way. Out of the way. That's how the world works. Yeah, but yeah, I will even go to, you know, someone were to say like, yeah, that just happened to me recently too, when I was like, yeah, professional wrestling is awesome. I love the whole business aspect. I've loved the whole character creation aspect of it. And then like literally like next thing a person said was like, well, you know it's fake, right? You know, like the, you know, the fake stuff.
Like as so they're now, like telling you news.
Yeah, but so now my response has now become like when people are like, oh, I love football. I love NFL. I love, you know, even though I can play those sports as good as probably anyone else, my response always is like, no, I don't really like, I like the fake sports better.
Well, like, and when I think about mainstream things and things that everybody seems to like, I think of American Idol, and I don't watch that show, so I know about that show. I watched maybe like a half an episode because I remember seeing the finale of like Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken Remember that? Was that season one?
Was that the first one? Yeah, I think it might be.
I remember, like, it was
Skinny
on.
Guy and black dude?
Yeah. I remember it was on, and I caught the ending of it, and that was about it. But, I mean, I know pretty much what the show's about. I see the commercials. And I don't really, like, want to waste my time with it. And I know a lot of people are really into that. Like, more people vote on American Idol than they do for the American presidency. Do you think that that's sad?
I mean, that's how
like,
today
I understand,
is.
And I guess, like, it is more entertaining, I guess. You know?
I guess it's because...
It provides more entertainment value, and, like, people get more emotionally attached to the songs.
Do you think it's because they feel like something is actually getting done?
Perhaps.
They're like, my vote counts here. Brian always brings that up about saying, like, well, at least, you know, he's like, if I vote, my vote won't even count, you know? Presidency and all that stuff, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
Not American Idol, they tally all the stuff. American Idol, even though...
But even
in American,
that could be faked out. Doesn't at the end of the show they have that disclaimer?
It's television. It's all
like,
freaking fake.
The judges
fake.
Reserve the right to, like, really choose the winner and
yeah,
stuff like
it's
that.
Yeah, it's TV voting. It's all freaking fixed, you know? All the executives have the final say.
And also, actually, this past season of American Idol, not like I've really been watching, but I don't even know who won.
Who cares?
But at least with the other ones, like, I kind of...
Who won last year?
I don't know. Wasn't there that guy that's...
He didn't win.
What guy? The gay guy?
The only person I know that won that might have done something with their life is Kelly Clarkson.
What about Carrie Underwood? She's probably, like, the biggest one.
That's true.
She's the most humongous star out there.
And yet, I can't name one of those songs. It's probably just because I don't listen to that genre of music.
To country music.
And we always describe her as like pancake face or something.
Well, there's a lot of there's some more people that are kind of like
I guess
that
would be the number one.
She's good looking, but I don't know, to me, like, it's hard to really like trash her at all. I'm not trying to, but she's like almost like so good looking that it's like generic good looking.
What? So good looking that she's generic good looking. Well,
yeah, it's
good,
almost
basing
like,
good looks is what is it?
It's, I mean, it's,
you know,
subjective.
It's subjective anyway. But at the same time, I feel like her good looks are the
like the typical American girl. Like, she just looks like a wholesome blonde girl that's like can do everything.
It's like not offensive.
Yeah, she's like non-offensive. She's appealing to men and women.
The obtainable hot. You know what I mean?
I mean,
she could be your sister, your friend, your fraternity. Sister, your college.
That's what makes her so appealing, though. It's like everybody can look at her, like all the guys can look at her and be like, oh, she's pretty. And all the girls can look at her and be like, oh, she's pretty. She's my best friend. You know, stuff like that. Yeah. So it's like.
But she's not too pretty. Not like Megan Fox point of good
Megan
looks.
Fox is like sultry.
Yeah, but she's not to that point where other girls are like, you know, that you get to that jealousy level, right?
Yeah.
Where like she's so hot that then girls start getting. Feeling like insecure, or they feel like they need to attack.
Yeah, with Carrie Underwood, it's more
like she's so hot, she's gonna take
she's
over.
She's my sorority best friend.
Yeah, that's that comfort level hot. But so when you have Megan,
I mean, she's still good looking though. It's hard to really like.
She's all right.
I mean, I'm not
she's,
like
my phrase
to
would,
me.
My phrase would be she's not ugly.
Yeah, she's definitely not ugly. But to me, she like I guess what I was saying earlier is that she's so pretty that she's like generic pretty. It's almost like. There's no features, like everything about her is fine, but she doesn't have any like standout like features. It's almost
forehead.
Like her
forehead. There's a standout feature.
Maybe it's her forehead, but it's like, I don't know. Like she's a good looking girl. You can't really say much else. But sometimes like people have like an odd, like they're still good looking, but then there's like something odd about them that makes them stand out more because they're more of a character. To
yeah,
me,
like you,
Carrie
you see,
Underwood
like,
isn't like a character to me. And I like people that are like characters, though.
She's a caricature of the American girl.
Yeah.
But then you see like
but
girls.
But me personally, I need something more for me to like
well, that's what breaks
sustain
out,
her.
That's what breaks out that it factor, you know?
Yeah.
Like she's like approachable. While you go to like a, what's another girl that a lot of people. A lot of girls that look another girl that looks good, but a lot of girls sort of
Taylor
hate.
Swift. Oh well, they don't hate her. Taylor
and,
Swift.
Anne Hathaway seems to be a girl that is obvious. She's pretty awesome, but a lot of girls like there's like a list, and I see a lot of messages of people saying like another reason why I hate Anne Hathaway.
For, it's like, what did she do to you, man?
Everyone knows the first thing on that list for all those
she's
girls
too
that
pretty.
Are pretty. Oh, she's prettier than me. That's the first one. Not too pretty, but prettier than them.
You know,
it's their fault that they think that she's prettier than them.
Another girl that a lot of girls don't like is Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley looks like, why? Why is that?
I don't know the exact reasons, but I just hear of a lot of women that are like, I can't stand looking at Keira Knightley.
They're like, my boobs are bigger than Keira Knightley's. Why is she more famous than me?
I guess like also her jaw stands out and she's always like, this is Keira Knightley.
She's British.
Well, she does like this thing with her jaw that people don't like.
Yeah, but she's...
I don't have an opinion about her. Like, to me, it's like... But that's... I mean, anybody that's me, like a that's prominent a... name that's on TV or is an actress, like, they all look good. So you can't really like trash them. They, you know, like...
I don't know. They look... They have a character and they're a defined character. Looking good on there is different. Looking good for Hollywood world is... Yeah, you do. But it's also like... It's... There's also a change up. You know, it's like you see Amanda Siegfried, right? That's her name?
Oh, the girl from Veronica Mars friend.
Yeah, see, like, she has a unique... I think it's more or less in that world, it's more... You're attractive, but also you're super unique.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her face, it's like, yeah, you can...
Like, her eyes kind of looks like an alien or something.
I feel like celebrities or famous people like that, whoever, I don't know who's famous, but... People in that limelight, a lot of them can the shape of their face is very similar to an animal, if you look at it, or fish, or some sort of...
Or in general, their face is like also pretty symmetrical.
Sometimes it is.
Usually. That's what makes it look good on screen.
On the women.
on the women only. Men is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Men can get by with more. Women, once you hit 30, they're like, you're gone.
It's like, oh, are you still here?
Didn't Amanda Siegfried admit that she got plastic surgery already?
Yeah, but I feel like at that point, everyone's gotten
something. She's like in her 20s, though. Like, she doesn't even need it at that point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but
it's
I don't know what it is, though, because easily she could have had a broken nose, and then they're like, well, while you're here with my nose, why don't you realign it and fix it this way?
Like even
a coupon.
Like,
she had like a coupon for it or something.
Yeah, she's like, I got this Groupon deal for plastic surgery, so fix my nose and then fix my chin.
Yeah, if you get a chin job, you get a free nose job at the same time.
But even like, didn't Miley Cyrus get her whole like teeth fixed? Like, if you
who doesn't get their teeth fixed?
Everybody gets braces, but that's normal. But she got like a whole. Hilary Duff got her whole teeth fixed too. Like, not just getting braces, but getting like, you know, a perfect mouth. They're like, no, I'm perfect.
Well, you know, if not, there goes the millions.
There goes the millions.
Because you know what? I feel like with so many eyes on you, people are going to be so critical of you that people will be able to suppress the idea of surgery. They'll be like, oh, well, that's fake, but I still like looking at it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like...
They're like, her whole mouth is fake, but she's pretty.
Yeah, because we know when girls get boob implants, they lose so many viewers then.
Yeah, their viewership
It just drops.
Up. Just goes down the tubes.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, now her boobs are bigger. Fuck that bitch.
But I feel like actresses, to be more respected, they don't really get boob jobs anymore these days. It's more of like a porn thing now.
That was like a 90s thing with boob jobs. Some girls have boob jobs and you don't know it, too.
Yeah, that's true.
But Keira Knightley does not have a boob job.
No, she doesn't.
Neither does Anne Hathaway.
What about Amanda Siegfried?
I haven't really had a chance, but I feel like she has real boobs, too. Nothing wrong with real boobs. They're pretty awesome. Pretty awesome, you know?
Because boobs are awesome, you know?
Because sometimes when it's revealed that they have fake boobs, it ruins it, man. Because then you can see all like the veins and the stretched nipples and the shape of the...
Like when Tara Reid, remember when her dress fell off? Like a strap of her dress fell off, and then her boob was just hanging there.
She's like, oh, just take more pictures.
And then, like, her assistant had to put her strap back on.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not know that your strap fell off?
Well,
I don't know. I can give her benefit of doubt, but
my perspective on that, the answering of that question is, well, look at the clothing that girls or the women wear on the red carpet. That fabric is usually like nothing.
Yeah, but you think that you would notice if your boob is hanging out. Like, it wasn't just like a nip slip. It was like...
It was like a
full-on look at my boob, my whole boob. You know? It wasn't even just like a little glance.
It was like a premiere.
It was like...
It was like a premiere.
It was like, here's my boob. And then, like, around her areola, you could see, like, the surgery, like, stitching marks.
Where they detached the nipple?
Yeah.
And stuffed in the silicone?
Yeah. I was like, ugh. And she's just sitting there smiling, or
She's like, American Pie. The last thing I did was American Pie. That's all people care about is American Pie.
Is she going to be back in the reunion?
I guess so. Everyone needs that payday, right?
Yeah, that is true. That's probably the main reason why they're making that film.
So
like, who do you think is the most successful out of American Pie? Is it Stifler?
No, it's Allison Hannigan.
So she... Because she was in...
She's still in...
What was
she's
that,
in
that, how, that TV in, show about she, How I Met Your Mother?
She's in Buffy and then How I Met Your Mother and still going on today, so...
Stifler's like a movie star, though.
Is he really a movie star? He's in movies. People see him, but
he's gonna be in that hockey movie.
Is he a star?
No, and he's still also known just as Stifler.
It's almost like he's a gimmick. I feel like a movie star
Allison
now.
Allison Hannigan, I think, is probably the most well known now after discussing that, because I also don't know her by her character name. Because
like the girl who showed her boobs from the first one, don't know what happened to her. The friend, blonde girl, I forgot what, not Tara Reid, but there's that other chick.
I don't even know. I didn't know there was another blonde girl.
Yeah, there was one that showed up on Mirror.
Oh, her.
She was
Wasn't
on,
she on American Beauty?
She was in American Beauty.
And then that was a big hit, and then that was it. Nothing after.
And
that
then,
I know of.
Well, she did that one movie with Jason Biggs afterwards. That was from the girl who did Clueless.
The girl who wrote Clueless.
Yeah. And then the Chris Klein or whoever that guy was.
Wasn't he like with Katie Holmes? Did they ever get married or something?
To Katie Holmes?
Yeah. No, she's married to Tom Cruise now. But did she leave him for Tom Cruise?
I know is that guy was in the Street Fighter with Kristen Crook. He was in Street Fighter. The other dude, you know, that more like the guy that had who couldn't take a shit like in the school. He was in How to Make It in America. He might be on the cast of How to Make It in America, actually. Let's see. Who else was there? There's that one chick, I guess the more troublemaker girl. She was in one episode of The New Girl, Zooey Deschanel show. So no one's really made it big, steady, like Allison Hannigan.
Yeah, Allison Hannigan.
Jason Biggs, I don't know what happened to him. He was with Woody Allen movie. Then he was also in that one with Mira Sorvino.
Wasn't he in a... like Kevin Smith also, film for like 2 seconds,
or he was in Jane Silent Bob Strike Back playing Silent Bob, I guess. So
what about Eugene Levy? Yeah,
who's that again?
The dad, right?
Oh, he's always working. He's been working way before,
so he was actually known before American Pie.
Yeah, he's like a working actor.
Yeah, I would say that Allison Hannigan was the breakout star of American Pie, and that Eugene Levy is like the constant star of that.
And besides that, Allison Hannigan was already a name going into that too.
Oh, really?
She was already on Buffy, so that was already had a pretty big notoriety as it is.
Yeah, I am actually not a huge fan of American Pie, and I probably not going to invest the time to see the reunion. Although I do think it's a good opportunity for them to make bank.
It seems like it's the time for people to...
People always have to reminisce, like, every 10 years.
You know, has it been 10 years?
I don't know how long it's been, but it feels like around that time. And then also with, like, you know, Titanic 10-year anniversary.
It's really weird that
coming out in 3D.
It's like, oh, let's just turn everything in 3D. Like, they got the Star Wars 3D, the Titanic 3D. And when I was watching it, I forget if it was during the previews of The Artist or... what did we watch before that?
Tintin, because we were watching Tintin in 3D, so see it in 3D. The Titanic trailer in 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't really say I'm a big fan of 3D in general at this point. It's great. It's fun. Trying to think.
Did you like the Tintin 3D though?
Yeah, it was good. And like animated movies, I think are the best for that situation.
Yeah, because you can do all these crazy things, like specifically made for 3D.
Yeah, like I feel like animation is great for 3D, unless it was shot in 3D. But 3D to me is not like the big, like, I won't watch a movie specifically because it's 3D. That's just how the situation is at this point.
I remember, like maybe it was like a year and a half ago when Alice in Wonderland, Tim Burton was coming out, and I just remember everyone like being like, "It's in 3D, it's in 3D," and it was like this big ordeal because that was when 3D was. I mean, 3D's been around for a while, but that it felt like almost every movie that year was like coming out in 3D, and I feel like I hyped up Alice in Wonderland a whole bunch.
In your head?
For myself, yeah. And then it didn't... I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't even good. Like, to me, it was probably, like, a C.
And what do you feel
about
that? Which
is, like, for me to give a movie a C feels horrible. And also, I love Tim Burton, and I love Johnny Depp, and I love Helena Bonham Carter, and I love, basically, a lot of people in there. So, it, like, the formula sounds like it would be really good, right?
Yeah.
And then I end up giving it, like, a C. I mean, I don't really even like to give movies bad scores. I just like to, like, appreciate what the filmmaker makes.
Well, you gotta give the honest score of, like, you know, this is how you truly feel about it, too.
But yet, that's Tim Burton's, like, highest grossing film. So, like, everyone's gonna be like, can you make something like this? Because we need to make monies.
Yeah, but, you know, highest grossing film, look at a Michael Bay film. Doesn't mean they're all genius works.
I know, but that's what keeps coming out.
They do have a lot of explosions, and that's really all people want. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't feel like people, they'll take the name value, but name value is also just like for people who don't know anything about anything at all. Yeah. You know, it's just like they heard it. So it's like, oh, that's a big deal. I'm going to go for that.
You know, it's funny. I think it's funny to market to those type of people because sometimes
really, that's the mass audience. Isn't that what the, what's it called? Mainstream. That's what mainstream is.
Sometimes
people don't know shit.
Sometimes I'll be like at Walmart or Target or something and they'll see like a movie on the stand that looks like it is something, but it's not.
What do you mean?
I wish I had a better example, but, like, you'll see, like, these crappy comedies that, like, look like it is American Pie or something, but it's not. And it's just, like, people shot on, like, a white background. They're just standing around, like, posing. And then they usually use a red typography.
I remember you were at the store today, and you're, like, looking at, like, whatever. It was, like, the movie The Dilemma. And it was just, you know, two guys standing there. And you're like, what the fuck is this movie supposed to be about? And I was like, it's the dilemma. Apparently they have a dilemma. But, like, you're grading, like, the, just the, I guess, the lack of creativity. Or, like, the easy cover now.
Well,
basically,
like,
the Apatow
well,
cover.
Who is it? The guy, like, from King of Queens? Is that guy in the movie?
I don't know.
Or, like, the mall cop or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't even know their names.
I mean, what do you have to say
Kevin
about...
Kevin James or something?
What do you have to say about...
Oh, no, it was that other... Who's the other guy that used to date Jennifer Aniston?
It's amazing if you... It's amazing for you to think about... Like, you have so many of these creative people in the whole entire world. You've seen so many beautiful, like, posters and covers and everything that you see from Europe and Japan and, I don't know, Australia, Africa and stuff like that.
Or, like, but the then Criterion when you go collection.
When you go to Walmart, you go to Best Buy or wherever, you see all these covers, and they're all the fucking the same thing. It's like you have the distinctive horror cover. You have the distinctive comedy cover. You have that. It's like, so no one's pushing it? Is that really the fault of the creative, the marketing team, or is that the fault of the audience because that's the only thing they can comprehend?
I think it's a fault of combination.
Of everybody.
But also, I think that certain companies are trying to make their box look like other movies that
like,
are
oh,
similar to be like, oh, this is going to look just like this movie because then, like, dumb people that don't know anything will buy this and think that it is, like, a more prominent movie.
You know, and I remember, like, thinking, like, when I first did a print run of my first feature film, The Madcap 3, which you can still, actually, I don't know. I believe we only have 5-ish copies of those left, or less.
Are you going to keep one
I might keep some because I don't know if we're going to make another print run yet. But, I remember when I was showing that, when people were buying that, or I was even showing, like, family members and, like, that, here, check out my first feature film. And they looked at it, and, like, I remember they saw the ISP or the barcode.
ISBN.
Yeah, ISBN number or the bar, and they're like, oh, you have that? Oh, it's real. You know what I mean? As opposed to what? It's like, it already, the design I thought was really great. It was different, but it was more, you know, it wasn't crap. It had its own pure concept. Everything was head-to-toe conceptual on that. It looked great, represented the movie, but, like, it wasn't real unless they found something that they associated it with being something real.
So basically, if you have a barcode on your product, it's real.
It's like, oh, that's legit.
You can buy it.
Yeah, like, I feel like for people who don't know, that's, they have, their minds have to be attached to something, which is the power of, like, the name value. It's like, well, I heard of Mel Gibson, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, true. Okay, that must mean it's real.
Do you ever know how Mel Gibson's Beaver movie went?
Even though it's all, like, pretty much, it's all pretty much, like, fake. Like, all the marketing and stuff is the stuff that's shoved down your throat or whatever. It's constructed for you.
Yeah.
But for people who don't know, they have to be associated with that so it appears real. Everything's so fake.
If you think about it,
everything's fucking fake.
Everything is. Everything is.
Remember that scene in Almost Famous after he jumped off the pool, the Golden God scene is the morning and he's being pulled out and he's like tripping out of his mind, drugged up, and he's like touching things like, see, this is real. All this, that's real. And he's like touching the tree. It's like, this is real, man. It's like, no, I don't want to go on there. That's fake. This shit, these people, these are real. I understand what he's saying. You know, because if you're so surrounded by like that machine of just this marketing and pushing out there and the, you know, all that stuff and people just saying yes, it will become like this is unreal. Because when you're already in that world, I can assume it already feels so unreal. When you're on stage, when you're talking to all these people that just want stuff from you, you're like, this shit is all fake. Because they're asking you questions, but then again, they don't fucking care. You know what I mean? They're just asking you questions, part of it's a job, or they want to talk to you. How do you know what is real?
What is real and what is fake?
Yeah, so back to that, when the people were talking about wrestling, oh, I don't watch wrestling because it's fake. It's like, yeah, pro wrestling is a con, but at least if you know the business and they understand that that's what it is, it's the art form is greater than everything you've ever seen.
It is.
But for people to say, I don't watch it because it's fake, it's because, like, you know what? You've been already programmed.
Programmed from birth.
Yes, exactly. Just like right when you go out, you're a girl, you should wear pink. You're a boy, you should wear blue. That's you're already programmed from beginning to end.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of like what society is. It's what society is, Joe.
They're all fake. Is that what you're saying?
No, not necessarily. There's some people that are more real than others.
But now people are more susceptible, like they're more gullible to fake stuff. Like American Idol, they're shoved down. Or The Voice.
I've never seen The Voice. Have you ever checked that out?
No, but, you know, their backs are turned and they hear The Voice.
And then I think what I've seen on the commercials, if they really like The Voice, they're allowed to, like, tap a button. And then they're, like, I've seen Christina Aguilera on the commercials. She's like, I gotta hear your voice. I gotta see you. Your voice is awesome. And then she, like, taps a button and then her chair turns around.
And then, like, she turns around. She's like, oh, you're ugly as shit. You'll never be a star.
But like, how does that work? Like, do they get one opportunity to turn their chair around, or can they do that every time?
I have no idea.
Because then that doesn't that, like, defeat the whole purpose then? Like, I don't know. I've never watched it either. How do you win?
It's a game show. It's all game show.
But also, I will say though,
they win a brand new car each time.
A
brand new car.
So do you think?
But
you know what though? I will say for all of those competitions, I feel like it is a big deal to, like, audition, and if you do get, because they probably go through, like, thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
And if you get selected to be on the show, like, I'm not going to dismiss the contestants, because it's like that, I mean, who knows what they have exactly to offer, but I feel like that is an achievement to, like, get selected, you know?
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, I'm still not going to watch the show, but I don't know, I can't really get into the competitions, and I don't know how I feel about all of it, because it's really hard to say, like, who gets in or who gets out.
Yeah.
Oh, there was this Annie, you know, I'm sure you're familiar, the photographer Annie Leibovitz.
Yeah.
She has this book that came out a few years ago called Women, and one of my coworkers brought it in for me to glance at, because we were talking about it, and he was like, oh, I'll bring in the book for you to see.
Yeah.
So when he brought it in, I was flipping through it, and there's just actually this one picture for some. It wasn't her best photo in the whole book, because I don't know how many photographs were in the whole book. Probably like over 200. There's a lot. And it wasn't the best photo in the book, like I guess like photo wise or like craft wise. But the picture like struck with me more, than the other photos. And what it was...
What do you mean it wasn't the best?
Like, visually, it wasn't, like...
Was it
like,
not in focus? Was the color off?
I can't really, like, judge it like that. But you know when you're just looking through things and being like, this is the best image. I would like this one in my house. You know, like, something that's pleasant to you that you want to look at all the time.
Sure.
Like, to me, that might be a way to qualify, like, oh, this is my favorite image, or this is the best image in according to me, you know? Yeah. Like, to me, it wasn't, like, the best image in the book, but it was the image that, like, talked to me the most.
Wouldn't that mean that that is the best image in the book?
The one image that connects with you.
Well, my belief is anything that's super technical is soulless and cannot connect. But there something...
Cannot compute.
But anything that I feel like that speaks to you should be the best one.
Well, there were that speaks to you the most. There were some other photos that were prettier.
Did it connect with you? Did it speak to you?
There was a couple that spoke to me, but I guess, like, let me explain it. It's basically like a beauty pageant. I believe it was somewhere in Texas, I believe, or maybe California. Could have been California. But anyway, it was this beauty pageant, and they were all, there was four girls lined up, and it was, like, kind of taken, I guess, like, right after the show, probably in, like, a green room or something. It wasn't really anything, like, fancy. It wasn't, like, a stage. You know when you see, like, our current Miss America pageants, they're, like, on stage, and they're, like, about to cry holding flowers and stuff, and, like, the lighting's all good?
Or they're already crying.
They're, like, you know, the lighting's all good, and they're standing up there? Well, this one was, like, a behind-the-scenes one's, like, right after the show ended, and they're, like, somewhere else. And it was, like, one girl that won... She had like the flowers and the crown and everything, and then it was like the three runners up behind her.
Yeah.
And like they weren't even like super smiley, being like, oh my god, I just won. They weren't like that. They were just standing there, like kind of expressionless in a way. Like, yeah. Or you know, they were happy.
Were they like tired, or were they?
They
just...
were kind of just like half smiling, like, you know,
how old
take
were
a
they?
Picture. They were probably like in their like anywhere from 18 to 24, like young.
And they're just so they're just like waiting on the wings.
They were standing, like, just looking at the camera, and they were, like, kind of half-smiling. Like, she's just kind of waiting around, I guess. And then, like, but I guess it was, like, you know, like I said, their expression wasn't like, oh my god, look at my perfect smile. They weren't like that. But it was interesting, though, because when you look at all the four girls, I mean, obviously, they're beauty contestants, like, they look good, you know? Like,
yeah.
And in my head, I was looking at all of them, and I was like, how can you really, like, determine, like, who's better than the other one? You know what I mean? It's like, any one of them could have been fine. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
I guess when it comes down to the talent competition, that's the...
Yeah, I don't know what... I mean, obviously, I wasn't there for the talent.
It's like, oh, yeah, she's a nurse and she plays piano.
I wasn't
that
there for the talent.
That makes her better than the... That makes her better than the wannabe veterinarian and the girl and the violinist.
But also, like...
Or the juggler.
Also, like...
Tap dancer.
From what I know about, like, beauty pageants, like, a lot of them have, like, professional... Like, if the... You know, they'll have,
what
like, a professional teacher that is, like...
What if
you
your
know,
talent is, like, photography
piano.
Or drawing or something like that? How are you supposed to do that
could,
as
like,
a... You go up there and you're supposed to draw?
Like you could always, like, I guess, put up a bunch of easels and be like, this is my paintings, and then maybe talk about them for, like, a couple minutes.
And then what will happen is, for the televised audience, the producers will be like, oh, we can't have her draw up there. This isn't America's Got Talent. Can you do something else? And then that's what will cause
I've
her
never
to
actually seen for talent. I've never seen any, like, visual artists.
You always see performers.
Yeah, they're more of performance artists. Or dancers, or singers, or...
But it's quite like obvious that there's other talents other than performing.
Yeah. Huh.
What if one is a driver? you know?
They're like, I'm a race car.
I know how to fix cars. So, well, that's not pretty. Well, actually, it could be.
Well, is Dana... Kirkpatrick or whatever her name is, isn't she like GoDaddy, and she's like a model and she races cars?
Well, she's a driver that was chosen to be a model.
Oh, okay. Well, but she
so people
she's
are like, oh,
good
you're
looking
hot.
Enough to be a model, you know, but like I
or
did,
a, spor- a spokesperson.
But I guess how that picture spoke.
I'd say
a spokesperson. Yeah,
a model's a different beast altogether.
Yeah,
than just standing there and looking pretty. There's an art form to that people sort of miss out on.
That's true.
But I guess a lot of people think it's just pin-up so I can stand there and be pretty, but it's also like, well, you're working in a different environment.
Or also they just depend on, like, someone else to do their hair and makeup, and they're like, take a picture of me, I'm pretty now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, you need to, like, you know, work it.
Or you need to, you sort of do need to, you know, you accept the world of being a model, so you know what angles work and how to work certain lines. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. That's what really comes being a model.
Also, but I guess what I'm saying with that Annie Leibovitz photo was interesting, though, because it is kind of like you see four girls just, like, look at you, and they're wearing, like, nice dresses. And it's kind of like, well, like I said, it's like, who's really to say?
And
who's
then later,
better than the other person? Like, they all look fine. It's like, you know what I'm saying, though?
And then afterwards you realize, oh, those are just mannequins that are just standing there.
But wouldn't that be horrible if you were, like, second place? Like, I feel like that would be worse. That would be worse than, like, not even getting into the top 10.
What about third place?
I don't know, man. Second place is so hard because it's like, dude, you could have been Miss America. Think about that.
When you're third place,
you could have been Miss America.
When you're third place, you're just sort of happy to be there. You're like, oh, I made it up here.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I can talk about this later on.
Yeah.
But then second place, you know, like you were saying, you're like, man, damn it.
I mean, I bet like for that second, you're like, oh, it's good. I made it to, I can't believe I made it up here. And then like you wake up the next morning, you're like, shit, man, I'm nothing now.
Yeah, I didn't get that scholarship.
I could have been Miss America.
Or brand new car or anything.
Brand new car.
What do you win as a?
You win money. It's like a scholarship thing.
And then you have to be like the spokesperson for America or something.
Yeah,
America.
And then you go to like, you know, parades and wave, and then you talk to kids about whatever your issue is, stuff like that.
And do they usually solve those problems?
I don't know if they solve them. I know I've seen a couple of beauty pageant people, like, around town. Like, you just see them at, like, events.
Miss Teen Philippines is my cousin.
Yeah. See, do you know if she had to do anything like that?
Probably. I didn't really pay attention after that.
It seems kind
really,
of like no a one, duty after a while,
it,
though.
It is a duty. And no one really pays attention after you won the the award.
Unless
anyway.
The only way they pay attention is if something horrible happens, and then your like naked photos are online.
The newest what Miss?
They're like Miss America's nude.
What was it? The newest
she
Miss
has to dethrone
Miss. The newest Miss America was just like in Tough Enough or Miss USA.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't even
that
been paying attention.
Rima Faqih.
Oh yeah.
Rima Faqih. Okay.
And then everyone was upset that she was
Middle Eastern.
Yeah. They're like she's Middle Eastern. How that can't be Miss America?
She has to be white. Only whites, only America.
And also, she had a similar look to like Kim Kardashian-ish. Do you think that's like an in look now?
Well, I mean, it's a now look because at the same time, it's you know you got to understand that you can't repeat.
Yeah.
Like there's like it's just like a dress, and you go to a premiere, you can't wear that dress ever again. So it's sort of like when any one of these beauty pageants, it's like well you can't if you're smart, you wouldn't repeat what you did last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now you'll come to these cycles. One day there'll be an Asian one, and there'll be a Native American one. You know what I mean? You just got to take that into consideration at this point that there's constant change, and it's like repeating is, you know, going to work against
you. But then, like, the whole, like, Carrie Underwood look is always going to be around, you know, like, every other year. They'll be like, okay, we'll do black person this year, and then Carrie Underwood next year.
Because it's an attainable
Asian person, then Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, you got to go back to, like, oh, the you know, back to the well, so to speak, I guess. The attainable hot, or the attainable pretty, or whatever you want to call it.
But also, like, recently, a lot of Miss America pageants...
I've been doing blacks and Irish. You never seen... Oh, yeah, one was, like, the newest one was, like, a redhead now.
Oh, really?
Who I remember that debate about... Yeah, we talked about that on the show, how people were, like, saying that she's not really a nerd.
Oh, yeah, or, yeah, she said she was, like, a history geek, but then people are like, she's not a geek.
She's not really
too pretty to be a geek.
She wasn't into Star Trek. She doesn't be a geek. And it's like, all these people are just idiots.
I never knew what she looked like, though.
She
I didn't
looked
know
like
she was redhead.
She looked, you know, she looked like good-looking redhead. And I don't even know if she was a real redhead, but whatever. Does it matter?
They should do an investigation and check.
Yes.
They're like, we must check your drapes.
Yes. Pull down your pants now. You want to be Miss Universe? That's how it is. That's how it is, I hear.
But a lot of them pull down their pants anyway, and then they get dethroned.
Occupy pants.
Also, that happened with Vanessa Williams. She was like a Miss America or Miss USA or something.
Yeah.
And then she had nude photos, and then they had to dethrone her.
And now she's more popular
than
any... And
now she's the most famous beauty contestant ever.
Bam. Stepping stone.
She had her singing career, though.
Stepping stone. No press is bad press anyway. The way you just got to modify
colors, it. The colors of the wind were supporting her.
Just blowing them around. Support from them. I got the colors,
and then Disney supports her.
That's right. Disney with the land of the mice and the human dogs, the talking chipmunks.
See, and it all comes back around to Disney. This is a perfect full circle radio show.
That's how it's got to roll, man.
Gotta roll all the way to the end. Thanks for listening, guys. It's the end of the show. You know what this music means?
What does that mean?
It means it's the end of the show, Joe.
Send your roses when they think you need to smile. Can't control myself.
So what did we learn about today? Disney and movies and fakeness.
I learned that everything is freaking fake. But I already knew that.
Beauty pageants.
I already knew it's all fake, man.
So you didn't learn anything.
I informed. Hopefully I informed. Hopefully I entertained or offended somebody out there.
Yeah, I'm sure we did.
Why? Do you think we did? I try not to offend, but usually sometimes
someone will find something.
But sometimes we try.
I'm offended that you like professional wrestling.
Yeah, I'm offended you have a podcast. I still can't believe that I'm podcast.
I think the word podcast is kind of funny.
It is funny. But there you go, guys. Hope you enjoyed the show. Check us out, StrayProductions.com, producers of the show. curls-studio.com sponsors. Check us out. Carolyn Bilewski, Joe Carabeo. I'm Joe.
I'm Carolyn.
Catch you all next week. Catch you later, Carolyn.
See you next Tuesday.
Stay positive.